Satsang with Maitreya, March 2nd, 2002.
Hello everybody, I hope you can hear my voice. Starting with, I pay my salutation to the divinity within you. You are divine, you have the essence of God in you, and that is what we salute, and hopefully you will become. The goal of the life is to become divine. That means to polish that essence and realize that your essence and God are one. Everything else in the universe is just temporary. The only thing that is permanent is that essence within you. And that essence is what humanity has to realize, recognize, and polish, and bring it to full manifestation so we can create many people truly in the image of God, in that essence, that beauty that is within every person, and that is when the kingdom of heaven on earth also will be established, and God will be accepted as the essence in everything and the center in all human activities. Of course, we have had many religions on earth, and each of these religions have been fighting with each other for the last 6,000 years, and each of them were saying, our religion is better than yours, because our religion is come from God, and any religion after us is not from God. And this separation has been on earth for all this time. But if there is one God, why do we have so many religions? There is one God and there is one religion, and that is the eternal divine path and the essence of the teaching of each religion put together to manifest the true meaning of God's revelations and his path. And the path is narrow and few will find it, even fewer will follow it. Finding it is good, but following it even is better. So now that path has been revealed to humanity, and all religions on earth is unified, and it is very clearly now is shown God truly exists. There is no way somebody reads through and understand and see the vision and still ask, does God exist? There is no way you cannot say God. Does God exist? You are sure that God exists because he said he will do all these things and he has done. Therefore, God exists is just like we say there is an essence in you which is God. And probably 99% of the humanity said, what essence? I have no idea such an essence exists. It's because you have not meditated. You have not closed your eyes and said, I will shut all my senses and will go within myself and see that essence within, and eventually when you see that essence, it is in the image of God, it's compassionate, it's loving, it's understanding, it's wisdom, it's beauty, it's researching and wanting to know the truth and all the qualities of God. You can't just say, I am God, you know, it is, yeah, we can say it, but you don't become God. No, you can say, yeah, me and the Father are one because I have all the qualities of God. I have followed the eternal divine path. And the eternal divine path, of course, has been revealed to humanity step by step in different religions. And now it has all come together as one revelation that has been prophesied to come in all religions of the world. And it has been said that eventually a day will come, many religions call it the end days, or the, you know, the end of the old age and the coming of the golden age, in many different ways of saying the same thing. There is going to be an end. You know, some people say, no, revelation is a continuous, you know, revelation on each, you know, manifestation will perfect it in a greater degree, but your perfection ends even somewhere and it's perfect. And it's not the revelation that's going to come forever, but it will end in a point, and this is it. This is the end of that point. It has been revealed to humanity now that each of the religions of the world have a part in a path, in a truth. And when you put them all together, that togetherness is the real revelation from God, and everybody should look at it, understand it, realize God exists, come together, create communities of life, and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and say, now we understand. Now we understand what each of these religions came, and none of the religions before this have covered all the religions of the world. None of them. You know, if you look at any of them, the mystical path, you know, they don't believe in the coming of, you know, Messiah, just like Moses and Abraham. They call them hell, great revealers or great masters or avatars, but really, truly, those people who have come, they have been prophesied to come, and when they came, they brought a new revelation to humanity and changed the course of the history. And now we are again in that junction of the changing the course of the history. The history will be less violent, more flowing, and human become more godly and godlike, and with love, compassion, understanding, and openness, instead of separation, destruction, and disunity that we have on earth. Because we are at the end of the Kali Yoga. We are at the end of the ignorance period of human existence. In the age to come, many great souls will reach to consciousness and bring great truth to humanity, and will become one through the Eternal Divine Path. The Eternal Divine Path, of course, is the five steps of the path revealed in the mission. The first step is awakening of the forces. Awakening of your spiritual forces means to meditate, to look within, quiet your senses, realize who you really are, instead of letting the senses take you to the external world and to destruction, which is the desires and attachments and everything that relates to the senses that we feel. It is not an easy job. Nobody ever said it is actually meditation in Sanskrit. It's called sadhana, and that means the struggle. Struggle means, you know, you can't just sit there and close your eyes for 5 minutes and say, okay, I'm realized. No. It is many lifetimes. Of course, I believe those who have come to this mission and see the vision, they have meditating for lifetimes. Okay, that's why it is so easy for them to see the vision right away and say, yeah, that makes sense. I love it. I want to be a part of it. I want to preach it. I want to expand it. I want to give it to other elects and attract them all together and come together as brothers and sisters and create an earth based on God's law. And with that, will we create a unity between all humans, and we will see we are all the essence of God. And we will not ask anyone, where are you from? But we already know he or she is from God, and therefore we are the same, from the same source and essence, and we are already one. So, when we awaken our spiritual forces, we see God within and become godly, and therefore we can direct that realization and understanding toward the creation environment that will help everyone to go and meditate, and by sharing and coming together in these communities, we can have more time to meditate, we can have more time to understand and realize and expand ourselves. And therefore the next step is to create communities of life. Of course, the awakening of the forces is what is called the mystical path, and the mystical path covers all kinds of the teachings that it teaches. The truth is within you, the essence of you and God are one. Know thyself, to know God, be still, and know that I am God. I am means person. He's the same as God. And this path of Guru covers many, many religions, many paths, many teaching. Even in great religions of the world, the part of them is mystical path, like the saints in this, in Christianity or Sufism, in Islam or Kabbalah, in Judaism, or of course the real religion that teaches mystical path is Hinduism. And of course Buddhism also has come from Hinduism. They are very similar with some points that Buddha tried to make the Hinduism purify. Really, Buddhism is an attempt to purify Hinduism. So we can see that the first step in the Eternal Divine Path covers great number of humanity, all the teachings that says your essence and God are one. And that's exactly what Salum means. Salum means I pay my salutation to the divinity within. Salum, salute to Om within you, salute to God within you. So the Barbary greeting is a mystical experience or recognition, and therefore this first step is the beginning of the following of the eternal path. It's not the end. Therefore, we can see that the mystical people also have to know about the rest of the eternal divine path. But the second is, as I said, when you become godly, you become good, you want to make other people godly and good. You create an environment that the people can come and look and sit and meditate, and they have the physiological and safety need is taken care of. When that is taken care of, the rest is to know thyself. Really, that's life is very simple. You know, create the physiological and safety needs of the people, and then they should know themselves. That's all. It's really needed. The rest is just an ego attachment to this earth that we feel rich, powerful, famous, and all that. We will be happy, and we will see that many people rich, powerful and famous, and they are not happy. What happened? I thought if I have all these things, I'm going to be happy. But you are not. What happened? The more actually I have, the less happy I become. Therefore, we can see that is not the goal. There should be some other goal in life that makes you happy instead of what we think. It will make us happy. Actually, human understanding is very different than God's understanding and truth. Human understanding is from mind and their senses. God's understanding from our essence, which it tells you, know thyself, that's the goal of life, to become divine, to know who you are, why you are here, where are you going to go, why this creation was created. Not here to hold, you know, wealth, and then when you leave, are you going to take your wealth to heaven and say, yeah, doorkeeper, here's $1 million, let me in. You won't. You will have everything here, and when the doorkeeper asks you, what have you done in life? He said, nothing, I just hold money. He says, okay, you know, and the little door opens and you fall right to, you know, back to earth, and which is really hell. That is what this is. You know, the manifestation is following your senses all the time and being attached to the thing and completely become drawn into the Maya. So when you realize that the goal of life is to become divine, therefore you want to make other people divine also, and then that is what you reach out. You want to, you know, make, tell the other people also the goal of your life is to become divine. And when you do that, more and more will be attracted to you, and because you meditate and you awaken your spiritual forces, they also want to be like you, you know. And just like when I first started meditating, I became very attracted to the people who were meditating. And I saw a beauty in them that it was very attractive, you know. And therefore, you know, you become attractive also because you have something that they want. And because you have something they want, they will come to you and say, what do you have? Why are you so happy? happy. Why you are not attached to things and you are so flowing, and they will come and gather around you, as Christ said. You know, you become like a tree that many birds will come and nest in it, and you people will lie down underneath to get the shade and all that. So you become a source of God's essence. So you have no choice but create a community around yourself, and that is the community of life based on meditation and awakening of the forces. Of course, when you do that, you will sacrifice, because you are not attached to the external world. What to other people is sacrifice, to you is joy, because you see that other people also are progressing, they are meditating, they are awakening their spiritual forces, they are sacrificing in their community, and they become one point in creating the kingdom of heaven on earth. And you rejoice in that, and you say, yeah, I don't need all these external things. I need to work within myself so I can help even people more. So you work in on yourself. That's the only thing you can do, really. You can't really help anybody unless you help yourself. If you have to work on yourself. You know, some people say, if I can get such and such a person, you know, do such a thing for me, I would be very happy, you know, really. You know, or if my husband or wife progress, I will be great. You know, I will be happy. But really, you have to work on yourself, as Christ said, get the beam out of your eyes first before you can take the speck out of the eye of your brother. So really, it means work on yourself. That's all you can do. You can do nothing. You can help anybody unless you help yourself and you work on yourself. And you progress, and other people, as I say, see it and say, I want to be like that. I want to be that loving. I want to be compassionate. I want to be understanding. I want to have wisdom. I want to just get rid of all these attachments and desires and this and that. Therefore, what is sacrifice to other people, you know, it is joy in you because you progress of doing it. And therefore we can see the first step was opening up the forces, which covers all the mystical path that we mentioned. The second step was creation of the comings of life, attracting other people like-minded around you and create comings of life based on the eternal divine path. And that is the theme of the Judaism or Hebrews or the Old Testament. God is trying to find a 12 tribe of Israel that who accept God as their king and his rules and laws as their laws. And therefore we can see the second step is the Old Testament. Of course, sacrifice is very easy to recognize. Which prophet sacrificed greatest? Christ was the person who went all the way to the cross. He did not stop to fulfill the prophecies that had been given about him. And he went all the way to the cross to be crucified for his ideal. Of course, that really means overcoming your ego. Ego means all the attachments we have to the external world. And we realize that none of them is satisfying. None of them will get us anywhere. But in the comings of life, everybody will be provided physically. You know, physiological and safety will be provided for the children, for the adults, and for the old people. Therefore, they are not, you know, afraid of life getting old, because the child is going to be taken care of. The adults will help the old, and the old has take care of the elder when they were growing up. Therefore, they have the right to be provided also when they grow up. Therefore, the only thing left for them, you know, to meditate, to have a inner support, to follow the eternal divine path in a greater degree. Therefore, sacrifice is the message of Christ or Christianity, and therefore, with this, the coming of life is possible. But as we sacrifice more and more, we still might be attached to the result of our action. We say, oh, I'm doing all this thing, nothing is happening. You know, the coming are not forming, people are not progressing, of course. If that happens, we have to go back to ourselves and say, oh, I have to work on myself even more. You know, maybe I'm not working enough. That is why people don't reflect, you know, who I am. Maybe I should even become better than who I am. And therefore, then, of course, direct more realization to other kinds of comes of light and sacrifice for it and see if it happens. If it doesn't happen, if we still are attached to the result of our actions, we become depressed and unhappy. We might even give up and say, well, it's not working for me, you know, and all that. Or it might start happening and say, great, this is happening and I'm going to go, you know, I'm great, real, you know, a spiritual person and create a big ego with this. Therefore, the next step is surrendering and submission, submit the result to God. The word didn't come out. To submit, I have to get more connected. The word comes out correctly. So, the next step is surrendering and submission to God. Who brought that revelation? It's the very essence and the meaning of Islam, means to be surrendered and submissive to God. And with this, we do our action. He meditate, he direct that toward the creation of the comings of life. We sacrifice, but the result is God's, is not ours. We say, God, I surrender the result to you, and I'm not attached to it. Therefore, we are not attached to the result, and we are free to go to the next project, to do more, understand more, and continue our work. And even greater than surrendering, of course, is submission. To realizing God is doing it too. That's why you hear many, many times when you praise somebody in the mission, they say, all thanks go to God, because they want to realize that they are not the doer. No, if you think you do it, you are attached to it. No, actually it happens to some people come to the mission and they do something for the mission and then they think I owe them something because their ego is still in the way. You know. But if they realize it's really God has, you know, called them to do something for the mission, they should actually say, thanks God that, you know, you showed me this beautiful thing that I brought to the mission. And it's really your doing, and I'm blessed that to be a messenger or a channel or a way that you come through me to do something for your revelation and a mission. And if the ego is in the way, then, you know, if you're not receiving your praise or you're not listened when you're not correct, you might not like it. You might walk away from the mission or you start creating doubts and say, oh, no, this is not the mission I want, it's not correct. Really, you have to look at yourself and say, well, God really blessed me that I am a part of this. So, you can see this surrendering and submission is very important, that realize God is the doer. He is blessing us by coming through us. I am blessed by He coming through and giving this satsang to humanity. And that is the greatest thing we can do. You should be thankful to Him. I should not create an ego. God, see, I am giving all this satsang and created this vision, you know, and I'm doing so much for you. I should say, thanks God that you choose me to come here and start such a wonderful revelation, and what a beautiful thing that you gave me. Thank you. Actually, there is a poet that was saying there is two thanks in every breathing. You breathe in because it refreshes it. If you breathe out, and it gives you life. So you have to say thank you in each breath. Thank you, breathe in, thank you, breathe out. And maybe that's what the Hari Om Shri Hang is. You breathe in Hari Om and breathe out Shri Hang, and that means thank you, God. So, and thanksgiving is the first love. If you start not giving thanks to God for being here, having the love, be able to progress, then you have forgotten the first love. The thanksgiving is the first love. Therefore, surrendering and submission, which has come from the Islam, is the realization that God comes through us and do the action. Therefore, we don't attach the result because we're not doing anything anyway. That's why all thanks go to God. And then, of course, with all this progress, we might still become attached to the part of the universe. to our family, to our community, to our city, to our nation, to earth. That's why the next step, become universalist. Become a person who realizes that the universe is your home, God is your father and mother, and you are his child or her child, and everybody else is a part of God, and the essence of all of you are the same, and there is no separation, there is no culture, there is no color, there is no gender, there is nothing that separates man from man. We are all the same. The reason of this separate culture and our tradition and customs and background is our ego, which is created and was raised in a specific culture or custom. And but if you believe the essence of all man and woman, you can see basically they are the same. They are the essence of God, and the best culture and custom is God's culture, God's custom. And that is the eternal divine path, and what have prophet have brought to us as the truth of God. So you have been called to live, to be born again. You have been called to turn around from the world. You have been called to realize that you have to change. You have to forget a lot of things that you already know. Okay? A lot of people know a lot of things, and they are just hanging into that, and that is going to be in your way to completely understand God's revelation. And you have to open yourself to this new revelation, to this new wine, and let the opinions and ideas and what you think, you know, is correct go, and let God become greater in you than you. So, surrendering is submission, means to let God come through, and that is the highest spiritual realization, because then you and the Father are one, God and you are one, and that's the goal of the life. And of course the next step, the universalism, is the Baha'i teaching. Baha'u'llah brought the teaching that basically our religions are the same. Don't fight, don't kill each other before it, you know. Your prophet is the same as the prophet before it. So, you know, but each prophet progressively, you know, completes or perfects the revelation before it, which is true, is correct. But of course, you know, it says that it's going to go forever, and the manifestation will come again and again and again. And of course, later on, other teachers in the faith realize that is not going to happen. And they talk about the seven seal and the seven angel and all that. So we can see that, you know, even that religion eventually realized there is a finality in it. And this finality has to come and unify all religions together. So universalism comes from the Bab and Baha'i teaching. Therefore, with this first step, awakening of spiritual forces, directing your energy and understanding and realization, the creation of light should happen automatically around you by you polishing yourself and manifesting great realization and wisdom through yourself. And other people say, yeah, I want that. You know, because it's a good desire. That's the only good desire human can have. That is desire from knowledge. I want to become a part of this, you know, mission. I want to become, you know, a part of God. I want to become my essence become manifested through me in the when they have the desire, and you have it, they come to you, and you create the comes of light around you. So work on yourself. Don't get upset why the comes is not happening. Come, work yourself more, you know, and then it starts happening. So then, of course, you, because you are doing that, the only way to polish yourself, you have to sacrifice. You can't say, this is in for me all the time, but what is it in for this revelation and God and the community? And therefore, you sacrifice, which is Christianity, and then surrender and submit to God and become universalist. This five step is really the essence of a teaching. You automatically go to the sixth step if you follow that five steps. And that is the sixth seal, which is the sixth of the elect or Paravipras. And those are the ones that they have been incarnated again and again in many lifetimes, in many different religions. They have experienced all of them, they have read them in this lifetime, and eventually they see where each of them fall in the eternal divine path, and they will realize that God is one, and this all revelation have come from Him, and now they are unified. Therefore, they jump of joy and say, yes, that is what we were looking for, that is what I have realized, that is what I want, and you will come and join this great revelation and movement that has come to humanity. So, the selects are those that will gather together, create the facilitating body in the mission, and eventually facilitate the coming of the creation, the coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Really, their job is not that hard. But as I said, they work on themselves. They create the coming of life. As the more coming of life is created, the more humans will be educated of this new revelation. The more coming of life will be created. The more coming of life creates kind of a snow effect, you know, a snowball effect. You know, it's going to just pick up just people that are out there and they're waiting for it. Says, yeah, I want to be up. And suddenly we see the whole earth is the big coming of light, and that's when is the kingdom of heaven will come on earth. This is the mission of Maitreya. This is what we are here for, and that's what we want to accomplish. We really don't like to argue. We like to people understand our teaching. We stop arguing, you know, and not wanting to open up to this. So argument is really not very helpful, but understanding is. So I will be here for another hour and a half or so at 12 o'clock. And if you have any question about the mission, our teaching, what we do, how you can help, how we can help you, and all that, please raise your hand, and you can then come to the mic and ask your question. Of course, this is the last satsang we will have every week. This is the first day of the month. From now on, we will have the satsang every first Saturday of each month. The teaching really is all in the website. Is everything you need to know is there. If you go there and you study them, there is nothing that is really not covered in the mission. That is provided for humanity. Of course, we realize that everybody has internet access and not everybody speaks English. So we have provided, you know, other means of reaching and understanding the mission. And we have a French website, and we also have the teachers, and we hope to create more teachers that will travel in different countries and cultures and will teach humanity of this revelation. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Maitreya. We had a question while we were reading through the Tao on Thursday, which is that in the first creation story there in Genesis, when the Tao is discussing it, it says that God codified the process in his mind. And we were wondering if you could define and discuss what codification is and the process and things like that.
Hello, John. I hope that God is with you. And I'm sure he is. How can he not be with everyone? And the question is, how God codified the universe? The universe is really is a mathematical, you know, string and codes, and they are all created in the mind of God, and He has created self-sustaining in a way that it will work toward balance. You know, if you put the water, if you connect the two sources of the water, which is higher and another is lower, you know, very easily you can see one flows to the other and it comes to a balanced state and both become same levels. So the whole essence and the of creation is to return to balance. And that is why anytime, any culture, any people, any situation go to extreme, we can see that there are other elements he's created to against that extreme to bring it back to balance. Of course, Marx and Engels, they have understood that easily and as a thesis and antithesis, and always that thesis and antithesis work into a synthesis, which is again a balance, and of course at the moment a synthesis is created, according to them there is another anti, that synthesis becomes thesis, and there is another antithesis, and they again go against each other, and eventually again there is another synthesis occurs. Of course that is not completely correct and true, as our teaching very, very well explains it, that really the goal of the creation is to return to balance. And even in the manifested world, everything is toward that end. So the codification of the universe, are one of them is very well known to scientists, that is the double helix of the gene, and that is codified, you know, in a way that you can actually change the code and replace them with the new genes and create a new, you know, kind of a being, right? And or colon different beings that already have started and they are doing it. You know, even they can create probably new beings by replacing different genes from different beings and create something new. And it is not what they are doing, that is how the universe created. It's not, of course, a creation or a miracles or the things is mysterious. They are there as well as we don't understand them. After we understand them, there is no mystery anymore. Just like this revelation. Before that, everybody is hitting each other at the head. My religion is the best and yours. You know, now we can say, no, it's not. God is one. This revelation have come all from the same source. There is no mystery left. Therefore, God is completely revealed to you today because you see, you know, he has sent all this revelation. So these codes are what whole universe is created upon. And as I said, if a good mathematician, I'm sure after people meditate and the creation comes to life and people have more time to spend a lot of time, they can mathematically actually realize God, and that of course he's best in everything, so he's best in altering math. So and those codes are in everything in the universe which is created, and when you understand those codes, of course you understand the creation, but the essence of these codes are to bring the universe to balance, and that is why no extreme should be allowed. You know, any time any society, any people go extreme, Parabhikras understand that extremist you know, tendencies in that society and bring it back to a more balanced state. And that's why, again, you know, we are not a revolutionary. Revolution is a kind of a not being a balanced state. It's a kind of a, you're trying something with force, instead of letting the evolutionary steps take, you know, their toll. That's why we are patient, we will wait, and we will educate, we will give stats on, we will provide, and use all the tools God has given to us to educate people and humanity, and eventually, hopefully, most people see, you know, this is the way to, you know, peace and unity, and the end of war and destruction and ego trips. So the codes are in every aspect, in every atom, they are codified. Every, you know, any subatoms, they are codified. Everything, all the way to the consciousness and the creative force. In that essence, of course, there is no code. That is the essence. That is what God is. That is what the universe is. The universe is the, you know, consciousness and the creative force, father and mother. And therefore, in that essence, there is no code. That's the essence. You can't go beyond that anymore. That's it. You have reached the end. but everything else has to be created, and that creation is the codes that God created in the universe, and at the very beginning of those codes is the world, or the essence of vibration, that is, of course, the first step of the initiation that you receive. And when you realize it, you realize that essence, that word, is in everything in the universe, and the whole universe is created with that first vibration in the universe. So, to answer your question, there is nothing which is not codified, and these codes are everything, and as the consciousness progresses, the codification also changes to a more subtler coding, and eventually the pure consciousness, which is the essence of the universe. I hope that makes sense, and if you have a follow-up question, go ahead, and if it makes sense, that's great. For those people who just joined the mission, this is a satsang every Saturday, the first Saturday of every month. Satsang means good company, means that people come together and talk about God. And of course, in this room, we talk about the mission of Maitreya. The mission of Maitreya is the has unified all religions of the world and have revealed the seven seals that everybody has been waiting for them to be opened. And the book that sealed the seven seal has been opened, and all the prophecies are fulfilled. And we encourage all of you to go to our website to read our teaching. They're all there for you, free of charge, freely being given, freely provided. And now every person who has a computer and a connection to the website can receive them. Of course, we have also a teacher who will travel this summer. He would be more than glad, I'm sure, to come to your area if you invite him and provide him with his needs. He will come to you and talk to the people in your community, and all, you know, and you can just send us an email and say, yes, I want to do this. And of course, we, you know, can get in touch, make you in touch with him, and you make the arrangement how it can be done. So we are trying to reach to humanity in every way possible. We are looking for teachers, we are looking for helpers, we are looking for the people who have seen this mission and like to help. And of course, as I said, if they help, you know, they should be blessed by God's spirit and realize they are blessed. So if you have a question, raise your hand again and let me know what's in your mind and you'd like to know. And God's spirit, I'm sure, will answer you, you know, in a way that usually makes sense. I have not seen in the last 20 years any time a question asked and the answer was given, the person said it doesn't make sense. So, go ahead, come up to the mic, raise your hand, let's see what you have in your mind. Go ahead, Kyoja. Not you.
Since you were talking about the beginning of creation, talking about the codification and about the three gunas, I've always been interested in time. And I know you've said a few things in Go about time, but time isn't an element, and it's not one of the three forces, and it's not a manifestation. What is time?
There is no time in eternal. There is no time in essence. Time is a concept that the moment creation was created, the time also is recognized. Okay. The moment creation came to being and the first feeling of I know has created, the time has started. There is no time in essence. There is no time in eternal. And so the time is really a concept. is a knowing of it, how events take place in the manifested world. Because there is no events, there is no knowing, there is no doing, there is no memory, there is no time. if you're not remembering anything, if you're absolutely in a joy and ananda and no feeling of, you know, knownness, do-ness, or remembrance, you know, who needs time, you know? So really time is, it's just a concept. It's just a, this is something that can only be recognized in the manifested world, and in unmanifested world, there is not such a thing as time. So we have time, you know, but if you reach to consciousness, of course you don't stay in the body, if you reach to consciousness completely, but if you could stay in the body, you will be amazed why people, you know, are so concerned about time and, you know, and rushing all over the place. And if they recreate the commonness of light, of course, the time also is not going to be of the essence anymore, because there are so many help is there in the community. People have more time to relax, be, you know, be with themselves or with other people and talk about the greater and higher things. And time actually almost will stop, and it's not going to be as important to the communities of light and in the kingdom as it is today. The more ego involved, the more time become important. The less ego is there, the less time become. Actually, if you go to the some old, you know, culture, you know, the very time they never looked at their watches. In fact, they didn't have any watch, but they just, the most important thing, waking in the morning, going to their work. You live more here and now, actually. What is here and now? Here and now means there's no time, there's no past, there's no future. You are here and now. It means what here and now is, I'm giving satsang, it's here and now. That's always important. You know, what happened in the past, what's going in the future, not important. That's right now, I'm here and now to give satsang. And that's when you eat. In that moment, you are here, what you are doing, you are eating. Eating is the most important thing in that moment. You know, when you are in Tathag and you are talking, what you are in that moment, you are doing Tathag and talking about the mission and your work. So being here and now really means to know, to be what you do in that moment in your life. You know, whatever past is past. You can do nothing about it. You know. But from the future, well, of course, you have to work towards it. Have a better future. And what's the best future? Is being a communist of life, you know, and knowing thyself and you, what you're best in. You know, who am I? Being here and now means to know who I am. You know, if you know who you are, then whatever you do is according to who you are, and you are gonna become a perfect, you know, whatever you do, you are a good architect. You become the best architect, because that's who you are. I mean, if you are a good, you know, lawyer, you become the best lawyer. You know, well, I don't know about that, but I'm just kidding. But you become the best lawyer, you know. But not for the money in it, but for really creating the justice to and bring the, you know, just environment. So time is, the more you are concerned about time, the more ego is involved in it. You know, the less, the more essence you become, time stays still. It's just like we can go to the one of the beautiful thing about Indian music is that if you listen to Indian music, there's a lot of music going in a forefront. But if you listen very carefully, you can see something at the background. Okay, a tune goes on and on and on, and it's got nothing to do with the foreground music. And that essence is the God that is not attached to what is happening in time, but he knows where the universe is going. So time is a concept of ego, is the creation, and in essence, there is no such thing. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, thank you very much. That did make a lot of sense. But then, on the, I mean,
I'm not suggesting that you just sit there and be blissful and forget about the work and the and the society and all that. You're right. We are in the body. We are here. And we have a mission to do. We have a life. We are working toward the creation of the promise of life and the kingdom of heaven on earth. Actually, at this time, we have to be concerned to become more effective. But we can start knowing ourselves better right now. You know, we work on ourselves better to know ourselves, especially for young people. And maybe it's too late for us, but a lot of people, you know, young people know themselves and know what is their best thing. You know, I'm a good speaker, you know. Create, you know, opportunity to speak about the mission. I am a good, you know, writer. You know, write about the teaching. Don't write comments on the teaching, but write about them and spread the words, you know, all over the earth and become a good writer. So there is a great opportunity is given to humanity. And of course, the more we create the comments of life, the more people will recognize and realize who they are, the less time they need, you know, to be concerned about, because in the comments of life, time is not of the essence, but the essence is of the essence. So we can see that they can progress in a greater degree and become who they are. Actually, the productivity is going to increase 100%, more than 100%, because it's not how much you do, it is how much you know. Okay. The more you know yourself, the more you are here now, your productivity is in a greater degree. It's not, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things, okay, but they're not productive. But if you know yourself, you will focus on what you can do which is most productive. So your productivity is increased a million times. Okay, then, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things, but nothing really manifests in a greater degree. So, actually, time is a kind of obstacle in the way of the productivity, because you have to get something done in a special time. But in essence, when you know yourself, you get something perfectly. So which one is going to create, you know, greater impact on the universe? What is perfect or what is done? What is perfect has greater impact than what is done. So the productivity actually should increase if you are really doing who you are and for what you are doing, because you are going to be more perfect. So it's not that time, if we forget about time, you know, the whole universe is going to sit there and bless with you and do nothing. That is not the knowing yourself. But you know yourself, you do things, you know, in a very perfect way, and therefore you will have a greater impact and greater productivity for humanity. Actually, you know, many invention, you know, great invention like flight and it happened in almost at the beginning of the 20th century. Not now that we are so busy just getting things done. They're done with people that they really chosen, okay, to do those things. And who has more impact on Earth? The flight or electricity? Or the thing that invented, or I have to give this report by this time of the day. You see, of the day had greater impact because they did what they had been chosen to do, and humanity was amazed how their life changed with the, who is more productive, Edison, or an MBA person who runs a, you know, company. I'm not saying it's bad to be an MBA or run a company, but Edison, of course, had greater impact in human, but he didn't. He wasn't worried about time. Was he sitting there and said, "Hey, I have to, you know, discover electricity by 5 o'clock this afternoon"? No, he just, you know, let things flow. And eventually, well, yeah, this is electricity. This is lamp. You put them together, and suddenly the whole earth became lighter. So we can see that if we are connected and who we are, eventually we will manifest great things. I hope that makes sense. So don't sit there and be blissful and don't get your things done. But know thyself so you can do what you do best. I hope that makes sense. Go ahead, time. Okay, the question is, if I leave every single time someone said they brought the word of God, I'll be I'm a one gullible person. How do I know that you are indeed a prophet? My friend said, okay, yes, all right. And she, in your sense of humor, of course. Very good question. Very good question. We do not want you to accept our words at all. At all, you should not accept any word but these words that they are the prophet of God. You have to search, seek, knock. Go to our website. See that the revelation is based on the word of God. That God has said a book sealed with the seven seal will come to you. Actually, that's the only time that the whole universe rejoiced when that book was opened. Nobody could open it. They were all unhappy about what is going to happen if the book is not opened. Nobody will know what is in it. And everybody is going to fight with each other forever. So the book sealed with the seven seal had to be opened. Had to be opened so human and the universe know what is in it. And therefore it is. It is open, and that's what it is in it. And that's what it means. God sent all this vision from only just when the seven angels come, the mystery of God will be finished. When the seven angels push the last, you know, vial, you know, it is ended. It's done. So we can see is that the coming of the seven angels is prophesied. Coming of books sealed with the seven seal is given to humanity. Then, of course, you know, other people have found, you know, the fulfillment of the prophecies. That there's no prophet ever before this revelation fulfilled as many prophecies as this mission have done. And therefore, you have to go. You have to read the revelation. You have to see the words that have come and go. See the prophecies are fulfilled. Okay. And of course, you know, I was under the impression that all the prophecies are related to other people that came before me. But as this revelation is the last revelation of God, every prophecy fulfilled with any prophet before this revelation is also fulfilled with this prophet and this revelation. And therefore, it is, we can say again, even the prophecies are all have come to this essence of the revelations and are fulfilled. And therefore, you know, if you go really search and understand our teaching, and especially see the vision, that is the most important part. You know, to me, when I receive the revelation, that's all I needed, you know, to see the truth. It made sense. And if it makes sense to you, if you see the fulfillment of the prophecies, and this saying, what is it said here, is the same as God's word, you have no choice by other. Truly, this is from God. Truly, it's been sent by God to humanity. This is a message of God for humanity from God, and that is unified everything on earth and explains so many things that it's just amazing that anybody could think a man can do this. So it is no doubt God is behind it. God is revealing this truth to you. Of course, you have to empty your cup. You have to, you know, forget about what you know. I'm not saying I'm going to brainwash you, but you have to imagine yourself, realize, oh, okay, this part is my dogma, this part is my realization, this part is my idea. But what my fear says, because I accept him as the mouthpiece of God, of course I agree with what he says more than what I think, what I say, what I believe. Of course, if I say something doesn't make sense, even you shouldn't accept it from me, okay? You have, your goal is to go to God. My goal is to connect you to God. Okay? And if we can agree on that, then we can work with each other. And you see, my teaching is geared toward taking you to God. It's not geared taking you to me. Okay? After I give this revelation to you, I'm out of the way. It's between you and God, and you know what to do with it. You can follow it, you cannot follow it. The next step is you come to the mission and say, okay, I like it, I realize it's from God, I want to be part of it, now how can I help? Then me and you have a working relationship. Okay. Now I can say, okay, you can become a counselor, you can answer the question, when you answer the question, please send me a copy so I can look at it, because I am the person who receives this revelation, and I am most, you know, familiar with the revelation, and therefore I can correct you if you are not saying exactly the way it is in the revelation, so I can help you out. Or if you know, want to become a teacher, or we have to able to teach, you know, then we have to make a kind of organized way to send you, or you go to the places is available for you to go there. So in that essence, we are working in a working relationship with each other. And in the other way, I already told you how to go to God, and of course I help you in the path if you needed help or questions or wanted to know more in a deeper level. But you are the person, actually. You have to prove to yourself what I say is from God. And that is what this website is created. That is what the revelation is there. That is what the prophecies are revealed to humanity. And you can go there and see all those and eventually decide for yourself. If you decide it is, then you have many choices. You can just love it and say, well, I found this and I'm going to follow eternity one track and join a Comes of Life, or try to create a Comes of Life. Or you can say, no, I just love it and that's it. I don't want to not do anything. And you go, you stay with it, which is really going to rot, because it's just like a manna. Do you remember when the manna came and Moses said, don't hoard it. You know, just eat it and leave it. God is going to provide something for you tomorrow. But human mind says, no, I'm afraid for tomorrow. So they poured some of the manna that day, and the next day it was all spoiled, and the next day they couldn't get any food because they did not listen and they did not accept. You know, so don't hoard it, don't keep it to yourself. You have to let it go. You have to let the other people know about this revelation. You know, if you hoard it, it's going to spoil, and spoil you as well. So don't hoard it. Give it, when you receive it, let it out. Of course, you can just reach to your family, you can reach to your friends, you can reach to your community, you can reach to your whoever you know have the ability to do. Or you can say, no, I want a career comes of life. You know, I really want to follow it and only want that. Then you start meditating, you start meditating on a universal mantra, Hari Om Shri Ram, breathing Hari Om Shri Ram, breathe out Om Nam Kevalam. And recognize the stillness between breathing in and breathing out, and breathing out and breathing in. You can go ahead in our website and read about it. Therefore, you can start meditating in, awaken your spiritual forces. And then, as you become more spiritual, you attack other people around you, eventually create the communist of life. Tell the other people about this mission, tell the other people about this revelation, bring them together. Create a community, become the leader, sacrifice, whatever. And then, of course, you become engaged in the eternal one path, you sacrifice, you surrender and submit to God and become a universalist. Therefore, you will become an elect. Or you even can go farther, more, and say, no, I want to be initiated into the mission. Of course, then, of course, you will send me an email and you tell me that, yes, I recognize this revelation is from God, and you are the prophet of God, and I want to be in it. There is nothing like this. There is nothing like this in the universe. And I want to be a part of it, and I'm sure about that. And that will be your covenant with me. And when you are in covenant with me, of course, you are closer to me and to the essence and to our work. And then, of course, you can be initiated. There is an introductory initiation, and then there is 4 levels of the word that will be revealed to you, and of course one last, so there is 6 levels of initiation with the universal mantra. There is 7 initiation, just like 7 seal in the mission. And of course when you become initiated, you become closer, you become the disciple. You become a person that works with me, accept me only a spiritual teacher, and on. Of course, I can then work with you closer and in a more intense way. And then, of course, you know, we go from there. So you should see, first of all, you have to prove it to yourself. I'm not going to prove it to you. I'm just going to give you the information. I'm just going to give you the what has revealed to me. And, of course, the other people have come and have come with all the prophecies which is in the website, and they have realized themselves that, yes, this is from God, and all this revelation all has been, you know, prophesied to come. If you say that, you know, even a couple of months ago, you know, one brother came even, you know, connect my genealogy to, you know, Adam and King David. It actually, that makes a lot of sense, because the Lion of Judah is the one only can open the seventh seal and the book seal with the seventh seal. So you can even see there and see that. And all these things is complete proof. You know, that if you still cannot prove to yourself that I'm from God, then I'm sorry to say, but something wrong with you. Because how can you not to? With all these things that God made it very clear, especially this time, that this is it. This is the truth that have come from Him to humanity, and it is given to you freely. Go to the website, read it, understand it, and if it's true to yourself, then say, wonderful, I like to be a part of it. Go ahead, Adam.
I understand. I know very little of most religions, but I too have come to discover God and the things He said on my own. This doesn't make me a prophet, though. At least I certainly don't think so. Thank you and God, though, and I understand that I want to know.
Okay, great, Adam. Yes, actually, that is, I expect for people to happen, that they already know that it is one God, why so many religions? And they come to some kind of a conclusion. Very good. If you want to help or connect to the mission in a greater degree, send an email to the mission. Go to the website. There is a part says question. Just click on it and send an email to us and tell me if you are completely sure. First, as I said, make sure you understand the vision, you understand the teaching. And then when you prove to yourself, send me an email or send an email from the website and say that, yes, you want to be a part of this mission. And you completely realize and know this is it, and there is nothing really, you know, as perfect and complete as this revelation, and it makes a lot of sense. And of course, I will get in touch with you directly, and we go from there. That's okay? Go ahead, Sam.
So, thank you. I must have just been in here a while ago. Would you kindly explain to me in very brief detail? This one, you went into a lot of details which I can't understand. Can you please very simply explain to me what is the purpose and the idea behind the show? Thank you.
All right, sure. There's no problem with that. Simply, God has sent revelation through different prophets in the past. And each of these revelations has become a great vision on earth, and it also has created this unity, because each revelation was a little different than the one previous from it, and it perfected the revelation before it to this point. Now, this room and this mission and this movement or this religion or whatever you want to call it, claim that each of those religions have one part of a greater truth, which we call it eternal divine path. Now it's been revealed that each of these religions have a specific message, and when you put them together, that reveals that path, eternal divine path, and therefore they are not separated. It is from the same God, there is one God, He sent all of them. And when you put all this revelation together, you see the whole truth. And of course, this is really essence of the whole thing. If you want to know more, I'm sure somebody will provide you with the URL or of a website, and you can go there and read in a much, much more detail. Actually, there is a book that, or a scripture we have called The Holiest of the Holies, The Last Testament, which is around 600 pages in a very small font. And you can probably spend many lifetimes reading that book, and still probably need a couple more lifetimes to really fathom it. So essence is what I just told you, but we recommend and encourage everybody go to the website and investigate in a greater degree. I hope that that is good enough for you. If it's not, let me know. Go ahead, Silver. Okay, Silver. We usually don't accept the typing, but the reason I accept all of us because I've been told that he's been in the room before. But that's okay, because I gave him the permission today. I make the exception today, and we go ahead and answer the question. That's always a good question. the question is, I am a converted Hindu. I follow Islam now, but what I want to know is, when you talk about the essence, there is something like that in Hinduism, your Atman or your soul, and you say when you look upon it, it is part of God, and every human being has that. But why is then there is evil in humankind? Is something instinctual? Okay. All right. Yes, Atman, or the essence, is in the Hinduism, and the goal of Hinduism to know that essence, which is God, and eventually drop into the ocean of God and become a part of God. That is the goal of Hinduism. So that's why, you know, it's all just illusion. You don't have to be attached to it. You shouldn't even care about it. You should just work on yourself and meditate and go to the mountain and eat bird food and all that, and or live naked. There's a lot of that going in India that we know. That a lot of Hindus, you know, follow. Of course, in our revelation, God clearly says that is not the way to go, because he said if you do that, then I will be screw you out of my mouth. It means that not only you're going to reach there, and even if you get close, I'll throw you back to this world, and you have no choice but to become engaged into it. So that also mystical path, as we said, the Atman is important to know that the essence of each person is God. And the goal of is not to meditate and forget about the society, but actually create the communist life, is the kingdom of the heaven on earth is based on it. So that is the part actually a Hindu have to realize, or a Buddhist recognize, that you know you should not forget about this world. This world is not illusion. This world is a relative truth. It is not the absolute truth. That is true, because that's why what is permanent in this world is change, because it's not the essence, because it's created. Because it's created, therefore, change is the permanent thing in it. But in essence, the permanent thing is no change. You know, that essence is always constant. It's the same thing. So we can see Hinduism has some truth. Buddhism, some truth. Even in Islam, there are people who are called Sufis, and they also believe the same thing. They believe as Khud, or essence, is Khuda, which means God. And that's why some of them meditated and eventually realized that oneness in themselves, and they jump of joy, and they said, Anallah. And Allah means, I'm God. You know? And of course, the Orthodox Muslim got very upset about it, and some of them even were killed because that was to say, I'm God, because God is God, Muhammad is the prophet, and we are all just people trying to realize, you know, how to go back to the paradise, which has the water going underneath and on that. So even the Sufis have recognized that there is an essence, is the same thing. In Christianity, you can see the saint says that every day he dies in Christ, and the Christ is more in him, and he is less in himself. The Christ become more than he himself. So really, after a while, what is left? Christ left. You know, there is no I left anymore. You know, it was Christ. You know, Christ means God. God within, God without. And therefore, we can see even Christianity realizes that essence is within ourselves. And even the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Or it says, God created man in his own image. It means we are the same image as God is. So we can see every religion somehow alludes to this truth, that essence of man is the same as God, and there is no separation between man and God. And therefore you can see, this is not really a concept of Hinduism alone. It is a universal concept and understanding, and know thyself, know God. It is very, very simple thing everybody should know, that it's been said, know thyself, know God. And if you know yourself, you will know God. And of course, why the human do those things? Something like that in the Hinduism, okay? And you soul, and you say when, okay? And you say when you look upon God, and every human being has that. Why? Oh, okay, the question, why is then there is evil in humankind? Okay? That is a very good question. And if you read the Bible, in the very beginning, when the universe was created, there was darkness. Okay? Darkness means the light of God is not shining in it. And the reason, of course, is the creation of ego. Ego is the part of human that separates itself from God, and that the illusion of separation from God, which really is what in Hinduism called Maya, in Judeo-Christian Islamic Baha'i religion is called, you know, temptation or sin, and it's the same thing. Maya is the temptation or attraction to the external world, our ego, attachment to desires, wants, and the things that the external world offers. And because we don't have the realization of the essence, that realize that we are a part of God and we have to return to God instead of being attached to the external world, we become attached to the external world, and therefore we want things that it offers, like wealth, fame, money. Everything, even in Quran says that the wealth, women and horses and all this is the comfort of this world. The greater reward is with God. You know? So what is that comfort of the world that every man and woman wants it, and they go toward it, and because the essence of man longs for infinity, when we direct this essence which longs for infinity toward the finite world, you desire, you know, a good life. But what is a good life? What does that mean, a good life? It means having a house, having a car, having a nice partner, having children, having enough, you know, furniture and couple of cars. After one car, you want two cars. After two cars, you want a three. After you have the cars and all the wealth that you need, you desire to have a yacht. Okay, and then in order to go to your yacht, you want an airplane. And your airplane is smaller than your neighbor's airplane. You want a bigger airplane. You want a bigger yacht. When is it going to stop? It's not going to stop. It's going to go forever. And anytime you gain something, you lose something for it in your spirit. And therefore, you're never going to be satisfied. And that is what the evil in man is. The evil in man is ego. And ego is the illusion of separation of man, God from God. And therefore, that man does all those things to satisfy the longing for infinite with the finite world. And it's never going to be satisfied, and therefore they do evil things to satisfy their ego, and ego is never satisfied, so they become unhappier and unhappier and unhappier. And the only place they can look for it, which is within themselves, they don't. They always look without. Where is it? You know, my happiness is out there something. If I have this and that and that and that, I'm going to be happy. You won't. Because it's not out there. It's not going to give you the happiness. Of course, you do not preach escapism or going to the mountain and forgetting about the world. We believe that the creation of the promise of life and providing physiological and safety need and security for every person is important. And of course, the more humans are separated from each other and live by themselves, the more fearful they will become. So they have to hoard a lot of wealth so they can take care of themselves when they're old. In the community of life, they don't. Because community of life will take care of them, therefore they're not going to be worried about it. And because they hold a lot of money, how much money is there? How much money wealth is there? So few people become very wealthy, a lot of people become unwealthy, and that is, of course, the destruction will fight and war, and the thing that we see on earth will be created. But we don't want to share. You know, we want to keep what we have. They also want it, but what we want, we have. Of course, they want to get what we got. When they get it, they're not going to be happy. What's the best way? They share, become a more equal world, create comes of life, and therefore the only thing left in the comes of life to meditate and know thyself. So the comes of life and our teaching is part of peace on earth. And creation of the human that their ego will not come through because their ego is recognized. They recognize their ego, and therefore the lower nature is going to be directed to the higher self because they are not afraid of, you know, getting old or leaving or nobody cares about them. In terms of life, everybody cares about each other. You know, everybody is a part of it. They don't have the fear of left alone somewhere in the cold out there that nobody cares. So it is it is the beginning of a change for humanity to the godly way of living, not the ego way of living. The more ego is created, the more destruction and evil will be on earth. So to answer your question, our essence is not any of these, but we have a physical body. So we need a physiological and safety need provided for it, and it should be provided for every man and woman and child, and they should not be afraid what is going to happen to me when I get old and all that, or when it's going to come my next week. And we have the ability to do that. You know, technologically, humanity have reached the point that they can provide for every man and woman, and even reach to the space, and even in a greater degree bring resources to humanity, or even colonize the, other planets. Just like now, they find that Mars has a lot of water. You know, they have found a lot of, ice caps, all over the. If we melt that, can we make, that planet livable? Yes, we can. Okay. So humans have a great journey in front of it. You know, they have the spark in the reaching out to space and traveling there and using those resources, so we don't have to scratch each other's face because, we want more and the resources are limited. It is not, in a sense, it is unlimited in the universe, but our ego and our desires and our fears create the environment that we have on earth, and of course evil comes from fear. And desire and attachment and not understanding, that sharing with understanding, with recognizing, especially when you meditate and you have a connection with your process, you need less and less because your happiness and your satisfaction come from within, not by having things, but by being. So we can see that the evil comes from these things, and that is why people or humans do evil things. So the The goal is again to go toward the balance. The balance is a balanced human and resources, you know, provided for everybody. It's not, of course, a communist ideology. We do not say everybody should work according to their ability and receive according to their need. The people who work harder, the people who put more into the society, they should receive more, and they should, you know, we are not against the ownership, property ownership and all that. We say it's okay. Actually, communist ideology and disciples the creativity in man, and that is why it didn't work, you know, and it's not working. But the communist of life is based on the God's word, and the God's desire is completely different thing. There is going to be a difference between people of having, but it should not be that large. And also, if you reach the space, we will have infinite resources to tap into. So the reason the human does evil, it is multidimensional, you know, but the essence of it is the ego and being separated from God and desiring external thing instead of realizing internal beauty. I hope it makes sense to you. If it doesn't, you can follow up. We have discussed the concept of life many times. We have looked at the many problems on earth, you know, with the people in the mission or the people who come to the mission, and the conclusion is always the same thing. The answer, the solution is the eternal divine path and creation of the communist of life. And now it's up to you. It's given to you, each of you, to recognize this beauty and that this revelation from God, and how we can solve the human problem all over the earth. And now, if you want to become a part of the solution, if you are an elect, you have no choice, of course. I didn't have any choice to start this mission. That's why I believe those who are elects, they have no choice. They will have the spirit in them. They will see the vision. And when they see the vision and they see the beauty of this teaching and the revelation, they say, yes, I want to be a part of the solution. I no longer want to be a part of the problem. If you are still following your culture, your custom, your dogmas, and your religions were all gone, done. You know, every religion before this is now done. It's finished. It is the end of it. If you are still hanging into them, then you are a part of the problem. If you come and become a part of the mission and Krishna becomes of life, then you are a part of the solution. And you are an elect. So, it is your decision. Do you want to become, continue being a part of the problem, or do you want to become the part of the solution? And bring me any question, any problem on earth. I'll show you how the comings of life and the eternal divine path will solve that problem. It's amazing how perfect it is as God Himself. And He is perfect, and He gives the perfect solutions. And that is what the solution is to come to life based on the eternal divine path. And of course, I'm sure all of you by now know what the eternal divine path is. You know, awakening up the super forces, directing your energy, or as you practice yourself, attract other people to around yourself and create communities based on the eternal divine. Teach them how to meditate. Give them the universal mantra. Direct them to our website. Tell them about our teaching and how all the prophecies are fulfilled, you know. And then, as they come and join you, more and more communities will be created, and of course, you will, you know, more and more go away from this world and worldly thing, and will be satisfied with the essence within yourself, and share if you have extra with other people who don't. As you know, John the Baptist said, "If you have two coats, give this another man." That's the coming of life. That's it. That's it. Creating an environment that everybody has two coats. One person has many coats and another person doesn't have any. You know? So we can help the person who doesn't have a coat. So you can see prophets saying the same thing. You have to share. You can't hoard. You have to create the communities. Of course, in communities of life, you know, everybody will be taken care of, and then there is not much of a fear. And hopefully, that by reaching to the, you know, the space, the standard of living of everybody is going to increase. You know, we're not saying you should lower your standard of living. No. You know, we're saying let's create such an environment that everybody's standard of living, you know, increases. So we can see that is God wants the kinds of life be created, and that all the solution is there. The terrorism, the destruction, the war. How long are we going to continue this thing? The last 6,000 years, we have been doing this again and again. This is the last war of wars. After this, there is not going to be any war. It doesn't. The next one is going to come. Okay? And the time is to humanity eventually sit back and say, okay, God, we learn our lesson, relax this ourselves, we follow our own ego, our own way of doing things. Well, now let's listen to what you say. And go read though, understand the eternal divine path and the comings of life, and see how that solves the problem. Okay. And then you realize, yes, you know, God has left us by ourselves for the last 10,000 years. We were following our ego. We have made a mess of the earth. Now it is better to go back and say, God, okay, humbly say, God, I will listen to you, and I will follow the eternal divine path and your ways and your word. Okay. Then we can see that, yes, this kingdom will come, the wars will go away, the peace will come on earth, and indeed the lion and the lamb will lay together, and we will, you know, put our spear away, and we'll bring the peace on earth. So this is the message of peace. This is the way to do it. Okay. There is no other way. Any teaching, any realization, any revelation, any knowledge before it just is a part of this. You're not saying throw them away. No. Realize where it falls. Okay. Where it falls in the eternal divine path and his teaching. Okay. When you see that, you say, oh, okay, I don't have to throw my understanding away. I just have to realize where is my fault. Of course, the dogmas have to go. Dogmas is the only problem. So, if the dogmas don't go, separation is still going to be there. So, again, this is the message of the peace. It's the message of salvation. It's the message of the, you know, good life, you know, in the comes of life. In the comes of life, you're not alone. You're not lonely. You have a companion. You have people living with you. You know, in the comes of, you have no fear of being old. In the comes of, children are taken care of, or nurtured, and taught godly things. You know, and the whole society, you know, from the very base, is going to be based on a solid foundation. And those societies are not going to be shaken with anything. You know, therefore, you can see this is not just a ego trip on an idea. Somebody came up here and reaching out and trying to make money out of it, or, you know, or it's a cult or anything. It's none of that. It is the truth. It is the salvation of humanity. It has come to man with the great, you know, signs and revelation and truth. And if it didn't make sense to me, I was the first person who would leave it. Okay. Because the religion didn't make sense to me, and I dropped them just like a, you know, lead. You know, very childish. I said, no, you guys don't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. But this revelation does make sense. So go read, understand, you know, prove it to yourself. I don't have to prove it to you. I prove it to myself, and that's enough for me. It's really proof. You have to go prove it to yourself. And when you prove it to yourself, then come and we work together toward the creation of it. What is, you know, sent to humanity to direct them and help them to bring peace on earth. And that is the mission we have all chosen. They have all been meditating for many lifetimes, and you have been prepared for this. You, I mean, the elect, those who are really have been called for this mission. And each of you, you know, have a long work to do. Go and do, you know. Don't get discouraged very easily, you know. I've been giving this lesson for 22 years. I'm still enjoying it because I'm not attached to the result. And anything, when you come to the mission, that's great, that's beautiful. Enjoy it, be here and now, and be in what you do in that moment. And another thing is that you have been blessed. You are here and now. You know, and you can see, you can hear the prophet himself telling you this thing. And blessed are those that you have not heard. They have not heard or seen. And they will believe. And there will be many. Many, many people who have, there is a thundering right now with this revelation. The revelation is like a trumpet. It's a thundering process. When God sends the revelation, it means for the last 2,000 years we were in the process of selecting people who will come to the kingdom. It is time and invitation to their kingdom. Okay. Are we going to be in the wedding or not? It's very simple. If you're not, the people will not be going to reincarnate for the last 2,000 years. Actually, this revelation probably going to last for 36,000 years, because there's going to be golden age for the next 2,000 years, there's going to be silver year, and there's going to be, copper or other age. And then this next 36,000 years, this revelation is going to last, and of course, after golden age, fades a little bit, and in the silver age is going to be less effective, and in a brass age, or the last 12,000 years, is going to be even less, and then the Kali age is going to come again, and after that, we come back again, and maybe even go to other planets and preach the same thing. Because these principles are universal principles. You can implement them in any place in the universe and it's going to work. You can go to the moon and create the comings of life based on the 10 of the one path. It's going to work. Go to Mars. It's going to work. Anywhere in the universe. So our teaching after we are here with Earth, who knows, maybe we come to the other planets and continue the same thing. But the essence is those who have not really seen the vision, or will not follow the Holy One path, or will not completely realize what starts here, probably they're not going to come back for 10,000 years at least. So it's a time of sundering, it's a time of separating the shaft from the wheat. And then that's what we're looking for. Actually, the realization was, I don't have to make you progress anymore. Of course, I help you as much as I can. But those who have progressed after 1,000 years, now they're here. It is time of choosing. It's not the time of making them progress. It's time to gather in the wheat to the barn of the Father. So if you have seen the vision, you are an elect. And of course, the elect are the people who will absolutely dedicate their life to do the God's will, and they realize they are blessed. God blessed them by doing that to them. God doesn't owe them anything. They actually said, thank God, you choose me. And that's what I say, thank God, thank God, thank God all the time that, he trusted on me so much that I can bring this wonderful to humanity. And that's my blessing. He doesn't owe me a debt. Actually, I owe everything to him. That he blessed me with this revelation, and of course you now bless with hearing it and understanding it and realizing it. This is God's revelation. This is how the four religions are unified. That is why God sent each of them. And now he put them together and said, here the whole truth. This is the seventh seal. This is the book was sealed with the seventh seal. And that is how we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And it's going to come. Because God said, whenever God says something he's going to do, he did it in the past. Now he said his kingdom will come. So it will. Because he never misses any promise. So we can see that his word is the truth. His word will come true. That's why I'm not worried about the mission. I try to stay in that background tune in the Indian music, that a lot of things happening around me in the mission, a lot of things that sometimes sound like everything is going to go down the drain, but Who cares? I start the whole mission with 10 cents in my pocket in the United States, and the immigration was after me. Why am I going to finish your school? You know, I went completely down the limb, and God helped. God is there. And if you are with God and you are doing God's will, you will be provided. Okay? Don't worry about it. Okay? Just as Christ said, the lily of the earth, of the field, are you even as pretty, as beautiful as the lilies? No, they are provided. So it's not something to be concerned about. You know, go to the limb. Do not be afraid for God. And you will see that even greater things happen in your life. And also know that God says His kingdom will come, and it will. There is no doubt about it. Okay? And the way to it is the conduct of life and the eternal divine path. I hope all these things make sense to you. They make a lot of sense to me. Actually, they make more sense to me than I decide some. And I hope also it makes sense to you from one with them. Again, we encourage everybody to put on, as present, test the spirit, and eventually see the vision and dedicate your life to the vision and God. Go ahead, Adam. Okay, since no one is asking any question, I'll ask one. Has God revealed anything of His children on other planets, aliens? Okay, well, there is a lot of speculation and belief about the aliens. Some people believe in them, some people don't. Some actually, we believe that the Earth is the center of the universe for a while, and if anybody says it's not, we even, you know, put in prison and all that. So belief in not, there is no alien in the other planet is less likely possible than there is alien in the other planets, because each solar system have billions of stars, and each star, you know, as recently have found, they have, some of them have planets, just like our solar system, and the possibility that other beings are also in other planets is in a greater degree. And of course, now they know they have the life form in Mars, and the possibility that there can be life form in planets around Jupiter and all that. So the belief that there are other beings in other planets is most likely and possible. And God is the whole universe. Yes, God is the whole universe. There have been prophets come in for them as well. And they have some belief system. And that belief system probably is directed toward the same revelation of the eternal divine path, comings of light, and creation of the kingdom of heaven on that planet, whatever it's called. Planet, you know, Krypton. The kingdom of heaven on the planet Krypton. So you can see that, you know, we can see that the possibility in that we have been incarnated in another planet is in a greater degree possible, and therefore this revelation has been revealed to them as well as revealed to us. As I said, these principles are the universal principle. You can use it in your coming. Actually, you can study it by yourself. As I said, meditate and polish your essence in a greater degree. You have studied where you are, then by doing that, you attract other people around you and reach out in a greater degree. It depends how great a spirit you have. If you have a great spirit, you might attract just people around you. If you have a very great spirit, you might become a great teacher that you can reach many communities or whole earth. So it depends, you know, how much you want to polish your spirit and in what degree you want to, you know, grow and who you are and how long you have been meditating and how much you have progressed. So it depends a lot of things. And of course, as I said yesterday, whole idea is that to reach to space is one of the things probably mission and becomes alive and the kingdom of heaven will try to do to understand this space. And who knows, one day we might find something that we can use to go from one part of the space to other part without using the regular speed of doing it, by realizing that there are other ways we can utilize to go even for hundreds or millions of billions light years in a second. So just like mind, what's the fastest thing in the universe? Is it light? No, it's your mind. You think you're on the moon, you're on the moon. That's this. You think in the Jupiter, you're in Jupiter. You are at the end of the universe, you are. See, so the mind is the fastest thing in the universe, and maybe eventually we can tap into that power. Instead of thinking it, being there, we are there. So you can see it's not anything out of human will or understanding or achievement, but we are on the brink of a great adventure. It's not really the end of it, it's a great adventure, a start for humanity to reach to a greater degree to the potential. And maybe we can even go to that planet and find out this revelation is already there. And we become one with them. You know, they're following, they're not the one back. We are following, they're not the one back. They have the comings of life, they have the comings of life. We know God, they know God, we are one. So we can also, or we can reach to a planet that they don't have that this thing. So, of course, we might go strong on them and be careful not influence them too much, without realizing that our influence might make their work even harder or reverse their progress. So, yes, there's a possibility that your question is correct. We have reached the end of our time with you. We will have these satsangs as far as there are questions, and if people like to come and learn about the teaching. But since our number dwindled and we almost went back to the number we offer the people who are in the mission, they already know everything about the mission, we changed timing to back to every month, the first Saturday of every month, I will be with you. Of course, if many people came and many new people joined us and there is interest on it, I don't mind to give something every night. But if there is no question, but also the question is the answer. There is no, almost no question has not been answered. But of course, once in a while, we can see new questions are asked. And also, I don't mind to repeating the questions again and again until all questions are done. So I leave you all to God. Till next month, God be with you. Salam.